90.7 FM. And if it's Wednesday after 9, then the one and only Jason G is in the house. Judson G is in the house. We got to talk sports because I was picking at you guys later. I told you he's going to come in here and explain this whole Timberwolf phenomenon because somebody predicted that they was going to go all the way. Now what do you got to say, young man?
Oh, the Thunder. Well, they looked like the better team for the first three quarters. And then in the fourth quarter, the Spurs won that quarter 39-27. They nearly scored 40 points in one quarter. And Oklahoma City is playing well, but San Antonio is just on another level right now.
What happened last night?
Last night, the Spurs won 120-111. Yeah, but yeah. Now that series will go back to Oklahoma City, where they have a very enthusiastic home court. So
are you still sticking with them?
It's tough, but I got to stick by my prediction. But right now, the Spurs have won 20 games in a row, and they're trying to become the first team ever to go perfect in the postseason.
Well, since I don't know squat diddly about basketball, I'm in no position to pick at you. What else is going on in the wonderful world of sports?
Well, we've got some local – in the Eastern Conference Finals in basketball, Miami Heat lead Boston 1-0. Boston just could not stop LeBron James in the first game.
Yeah, I saw some outtakes of that. He was brutal.
Yeah. He was just unbelievable. Locally, we have Catskill versus Albany Academy for the sectional championship, and that game is going to be this evening in Troy.
In Troy?
Bruno Stadium.
All right, so Catskill has moved up.
7 p.m. Catskill is playing for the big cheese.
All right, folks. Catskill is playing for the big banana. That is not bad.
They knocked off the top-rated team, which was Saratoga Catholic Central. So now they face Albany Academy.
Go, Catskill. Go, Catskill. That is right. So I guess last week we were talking about, Chatham didn't make it.
Yeah, Chatham and Hudson both got eliminated.
All right. That's all right. We're still with you, kids.
One local. And then softball. We have a couple local teams going. These games are in Colony. We have Chatham versus Greenville and Cohoes versus Ichabod Crane. So there are a couple local teams.
Okay, so Ichabod, the softball will be playing. When is that?
I'm not sure when that is. It was rained out yesterday, and they haven't announced exactly when they're going to play it. But I would imagine probably today or tomorrow.
All right, so out there in Kinderhook and
Valencia.
In Valencia. Get behind those girls, Ichabod Crane.
Yep.
And look, if we don't support them, nobody else will.
That's right.
It's up to us to get out there and support our youth. Yeah. Our utes, as the movie says.
Two utes. We've got some good local sporting events this weekend on Saturday, June 2nd. At Under Mountain Golf Course, they have the second annual Drive for a Cure.
All right.
And that's a 9-hole scramble, which basically, if you're not familiar with golf, that means that you two players are partners. You both hit a shot. Take the better shot and pick up the other one.
Ah.
So it's a nice, fun format, especially for people who aren't that experienced in the game, because you're taking the best out of two shots, you got a pretty good chance.
Right.
And then also for those very fit people, we have the Catskill Spring Rush Triathlon.
Aye.
This Saturday. And it's not an Ironman triathlon, so it's more approachable. The run portion of it is 2.25 miles, and then a 10-mile bike ride, and then a 1.25-mile canoe or kayak paddle. So that's a little bit different. Most triathlons are swimming,
and
bike, and then run. This is run, and then bike, and then canoe or kayak.
I have a gentleman in my area who does that. The poor man runs all the time.
He
competes in those Ironman. That is incredible.
Those Ironmans, yeah, I mean, they bike over 100 miles, they swim, I think, 3 or 4 miles, and then they run a full marathon, 26 miles.
I can bike a mile and run down the block.
Yeah. This is Catskill High School at 8:30 a.m.
Woo.
So two good local sporting events this Saturday.
Are you going to participate in that?
No, I'm not.
When are we going to get
to I would do the run portion, yeah, but I don't know about everything in conjunction. Maybe someday.
Yep,
working
all right.
On it.
All right, we're going to know. We're going to know the next time you're running so we can get the WGXC people out there. They won't root for you, but they will chase you.
That sounds like fun. We've got another segment calling Philip on the Spot. Basically, what we're going to do we were just talking about how the NBA has become the most international sport. It's the 20th anniversary of the Dream Team going to the Olympics with Jordan and Bird and Magic and all those guys.
That's right.
And those little kids that were watching those Olympics are now grown men, and playing professional basketball. So I've got a couple of the players that are still involved in the NBA playoffs. We'll see if Philip can guess where they're from.
Oh, guess their country. All right, I think I can do that.
Guess their country.
I'll never be able to guess their team, but let's see.
This is tough. Okay, we'll start with Serge Ibaka.
Serge Ibaka?
Serge Ibaka. He plays for the Oklahoma City, and he's a forward.
Ibaka. No, I'm not going to say Poland. It's got to be an Eastern European country.
No, he's from the Congo.
He's from the Congo?
He's from Africa, yes.
Wow.
And he plays for the Spanish national team, though, because he started playing there as a teenager to escape the Congolese Civil War.
See, if you were referred to me to my documentary channel, I'll probably remember.
Now we have Manu Ginobili, superstar guard from the Spurs.
Oh, you picked some hard ones.
Oh, these are tough.
Ginobili. I give up.
Argentina,
so we got it coming from Africa, from South America.
And then we got Tony Parker.
Hey, come on.
Sounds like an All-American name, right?
All right. He's got to be from the Caribbean.
He's actually French.
French. Oh.
Tony Parker.
Oh, Tony Parker.
He's been probably the best player in the Western Conference final so far, and used to be married to Eva Longoria.
It's amazing how international NBA is now.
Yeah, we've got Tiago Splitter. That's a tough one.
Tiago Splitter. The Polynesian countries don't put out any basketball players.
Not yet.
Europe?
Brazil.
All right.
These are brutal.
Man, I'm 0-4.
And one last one.
Okay.
Thabo Sefolosha from the Thunder.
Thabo Sefolosha. That's got to be Greek.
Swiss.
Boy.
Yeah.
I'm out.
So, yeah. Very international sport.
It's a very, very international sport, and it was all started back when we had the big...
Yeah, the Dream Team.
The Dream Team, which everybody... that was very controversial when that was 20 years ago. But everybody else was fielding pros.
Right.
All the other countries. And so the American team was getting, a lot of times they didn't get whipped on. We were sending college kids and they were sending pros. And when we decided to send the pros, there was some consternation here in the United States. They were going, oh, that's not fair. Some people said it's not fair. Some people said it's about time.
There's always this debate in the Olympics whether or not they should have the pros. And I think the Olympics should be the spotlight for the best athletes in the world, regardless of whether they're professional or amateurs.
All right. Well, for a very long time, the United States did not send professionals. They sent their college, their amateurs, and sometimes they were going up against some of the top in the world. And
right.
They got smashed.
And it's amazing when you look back at the history of it that the U.S. didn't dominate international basketball. And even after... they started to send the pros. I mean, that Dream Team completely dominated, but there were a few years where they didn't win.
Some of the other countries started getting better.
And other countries got better, and the U.S. started getting complacent and lazy, and they weren't taking it seriously.
Right.
Any sport, I'd take a team of guys who's taking it seriously versus a team of loafers any day.
There you go. What else is going on in sports?
We got some baseball. Baseball goes on forever, so...
Boston fans can stop crying.
Boston is still in last place.
Oh my God!
They're 25-24, so they're not playing badly. They're one game over 500, but that division they're all just playing great. In first place, we have a tie between Baltimore and Tampa Bay at 29-21. The Yankees are 26-23, 2.5 games back. Toronto is in there at 26-24, and then Boston is a half game behind Toronto.
Oh my God. Boston fans, hang in there.
Yes, please.
Please don't do anything rash.
Well, the player I wanted to highlight this week is Adam Jones. He's kind of an emerging player in Baltimore there. He's 26 years old, 6'2", 215. He's a center fielder, and he can do it all. He can run, he can hit, he plays center field very, very well. You see him rob home runs and make catches in the gaps. Outstanding center fielder. Really leading that Baltimore team right now. He's hitting .307 with 14 home runs and 31 RBIs. And he just signed a 6-year, $85 million contract extension.
Wow.
Which is significant because Baltimore has been one of those teams that wasn't able to keep their
Yeah.
They're stars. They would just develop guys and lose them, and then they would always be rebuilding. So it's nice to see them hang on to a guy who looks like a star in the making.
So we might have some different teams playing in the World Series coming up this year.
Yeah, and the National League East is sort of upside down also. Washington is 29-20.
I get
division.
No end of that from my grandson.
He's please. A Washington fan?
Well, he lives in D.C. Now he's a Washington fan.
Right, the former Montreal Expos.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the Mets are 28-22. My Mets are still winning.
Meet the Mets.
Yeah, the Marlins are tied with the Mets. Atlanta, 27-24. And then in last place, the Philadelphia Phillies.
Now that's hard to believe.
26-25, just like Boston. I mean, they're still one game over 500, but they're in last place.
That's another team with fans that would kill themselves.
Yes, and they just lost their ace pitcher, Roy Halladay, for 6 to 8 weeks with an injury.
Oh, my goodness.
So they'll be without Doc Halladay for a little while. Elsewhere in the MLB, the White Sox lead the AL Central. The Cincinnati Reds lead the NL Central. Texas Rangers lead the West in the American League with the best record in the AL at 31-19. And the Los Angeles Dodgers still have the best record in baseball, 32-17. LA Dodgers.
The LA Dodgers.
Magic Johnson's Los Angeles
That's
Dodgers.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So, yeah,
so finally, what's going on in hockey? Is that finally over?
No, we have the Stanley Cup Finals starting tonight.
It's summertime.
They're starting tonight. The ice is not melted. And they're playing in Los Angeles. Well, tonight they're playing in Newark, New Jersey.
The
New Jersey Devils.
The New Jersey Devils.
Versus the Los Angeles Kings.
All right. So we've got the East Coast versus the West Coast, and we can claim New Jersey all the way. We can claim Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I went to a game there last year just to check that place out because they have a pretty new arena,
mm-hmm.
and it is beautiful.
And they built a new arena, and now the Nets,
for hockey.
The Nets are deserting them.
The Nets have going to Brooklyn.
They're going to Brooklyn.
And they have this beautiful hockey palace called the Prudential Center out there in Newark, New Jersey, also called The Rock. And this was early last season. Everybody left the Devils for dead. The Devils were really struggling. Everybody thought Brodeur was done. Their goalie's too old. He's 40 years old. Their time has come. But meanwhile, they've rebounded, and here they are in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Okay, so New York area people, you are now hereby ordered by Jason to root for by Justin
New
to,
Jersey Devils.
To root for the New Jersey Devils. You have to. You'd have no choice.
Yes. LA is too hot for hockey.
That's true. But that's another team. That's another sport that really is expanding though, all over the United States now.
Yeah, I mean, there are successful teams in Nashville. I mean, Carolina's won the Stanley Cup. Tampa Bay has won the Stanley Cup.
Right? Can you imagine that? The Carolina
Phoenix Coyotes were playing this year. Yeah, we got Anaheim has won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, 10 years ago, 10 or 15 years ago, I guess you would have never even thought about that.
Nope,
wouldn't have crossed your mind.
No, well, L.A. Wayne Gretzky went to the L.A. Kings. Mm. Halfway through his career and really boosted hockey in that city.
Well, that's great. That's great. So we're still in the hockey season. Hopefully, it'll be over soon, the next couple of weeks.
Only about a week and a half left.
Right. And we're rooting for our Catskill team, who's going up to Troy to whoop up on somebody.
Tonight on Albany Academy.
And they're coming back with a trophy.
Yes.
We're rooting for them.
Go Cats.
Anything else?
That's about it this week.
All right. So there you have it, folks. Justin G. bringing it all to you. We got the sports down. And so we'll be back next week. We'll bring you up to date on what's going on. And by the way, we're trying to keep you all up to date on what's going on locally in the Greene and Columbia County areas. So if there's something going on that we're not talking about, give us a call. Let us know what's going on so we can get some coverage.
Actually, you can send an email to wgxcsports@gmail.com.
There you go.
WGXCSports@gmail.com. And good luck to everybody in that triathlon this Saturday morning in Catskill. Cheer them on.
I'll be there. I'm going to run the first 10 steps.
Okay.
WGXC 90.7 FM. More music after these words.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Green Bee Greenhouse Limited in Cornwallville, New York, a non-certified organic nursery offering vegetable and herb seed.